Hey, how you guys doing today? This is Ryan Elder with another NBA segment of the 2020 playoffs. And today I'm going to talk about what's happened thus far. So today we're going to talk about some of the teams that we saw today, which is Labor Day here now. And also, you know, what else is going on in the league. So today I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat. And if you were like me, you were thinking, oh man, it's over for the Bucks. They're down 0-3. They're not gonna, you know, Giannis got hurt. They're going home. So what happened basically was, Chris Middleton, man, he set it off today. He was playing like a man on a mission, playing like a guy that really is an NBA All-Star. And I appreciate that. What I don't like, though, I'm going to be honest with you guys, is someone like that who is an NBA All-Star, who's not playing at an All-Star level at all times. I don't like that because, you know, it's almost like they gave him the token, you know, NBA All-Star selection win. You know, I feel like that should go to a person who's always playing at a high level at all times. So that's just me, but it is what it is. But with all that being said, Milwaukee Bucks pulled out a win against the Miami Heat today and thus saved their season. So now they're 3-1-3. So basically, now we're looking at you know, possibly, you know, a game or two more with the Heat, but I still see the Heat finishing them off at, you know, I would say a good 4-2 situation there. Now, again, we're going to talk about what I saw today. Now, we also saw the Los Angeles Lakers and the Houston Rockets, which this is, to me, the championship series right here. because one of these two teams are definitely going to win the championship. And I'm going for the Houston Rockets, me personally. And we saw a good effort today. I have to give props to the Los Angeles Lakers. They had a good victory today. It was a hard-fought battle, back-and-forth type battle. Lakers came out blazing. I mean, they just, it's like they couldn't miss. And but the Rockets flared back up, started hitting threes, doing what they do. And, you know, they were actually up in this game a few points because the Lakers had them by, like, man, what was it, 18, 20 points. And then the Rockets roared back in the fourth quarter, scoring like 40 points in the third quarter and actually took the lead. But then the Lakers, you know, they held on, just kept holding on. LeBron James came down big in the stretch. It was a whole team effort. I mean, you were getting three-pointers, and you know, you were getting just everything you wanted from Danny Green. I mean, you were getting Anthony Davis. He was cooking with like 30 some points, 34, I believe that's what he ended up with. He was cooking today. And of course, LeBron James, he finished off the Rockets, and they won by 8. So it was a really good game. Shout out, you have to give all credit due to Los Angeles Lakers because they played some good defense too as well. Had a great contribution from Rondo today with good defense. And I just feel like, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to see good competition. You don't want to see no blowouts. You just want to see people just battling back and forth. So I'm not happy that the Lakers won. You know, I want Houston to win, but I do appreciate the good competition. I knew they weren't going to sweep the Lakers. So if you're going to go ahead and win, go ahead and win it now. So we need Houston to bounce back. Wish they will. And it's going to make for an interesting series. So I think we're going to see like a 4-2 win here on this series here. So, and then again, there's a lot of other good teams that I haven't mentioned before. We're going to go now to the to the Lakers or to the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, the Clippers are the favorite to also win the title this year. You got the Lakers, you got the Clippers, you got Houston, and you have the Raptors in the East and Boston. So you got about, four or five teams that are highly favored to compete, and any one of these teams can win. Again, I'm going for Houston. But back to Denver. Denver's holding their own, you know, and this is going to be a hard-fought series. A lot of people are not giving Denver really a chance, but I could see this series going seven games with Clippers, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that Jamal Murray, let me tell you something, he's a force to be reckoned with. I don't see too many of his games because I live over here on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, I'm sure a lot more people are familiar with him, but I didn't realize this guy is the truth. He can ball. He's a real baller. And then you got, you know, the Joker in the middle. He's doing damage down low. So it's just like, okay, he's got some help. You know what I mean? He's got some people in his corner that can do some damage. You know, and then he's got Millsap, which he's a solid player. I'm familiar with him because he used to play for the Atlanta Hawks. But I'm telling you, that's going to make – it's not going to be as easy for the Clippers to beat them as it may seem, as it may look, because they have a solid squad. That's one thing I can't appreciate. Teams like the Raptors, teams like Denver, it's like everybody. They don't too much have one guy that's killing everybody. They play team ball, and I'm all for team ball. So, with that being said, that's going to make for an interesting series. But I do see the Clippers pulling that out in six or seven games. More than likely six, but could go to seven. Don't be surprised if it does go seven. Let's just put it that way. Now, to the Raptors, to the Celtics. Now, I'm pulling personally for the Raptors. Now, the Raptors were facing almost got down 3-0 a couple of days ago, which was crazy. And now the series is tied 2-2. Now, I personally want the Raptors to win this series. I think they're going to win the East as well and go to the finals. And the reason why I say this is because they play great team ball. You got to understand, people, this is the defending champions. Now, they don't have Kawhi Leonard, but they still play great defense. They're a solid team. Everybody plays ball on that team, plays good. You know, when they're clicking on all cylinders, I think they're a great team. Fred VanVleet, I'm telling you, he's unstoppable. Kyle Lowry, when he's on, he's on. A lot of people are asleep on him, but he's a great player. And then the secret weapon is Pascal Siakam. This guy right here. Now, when he was playing against the Warriors last year, if you guys remember in the finals, he was cooking. I mean, this guy was like unstoppable in the finals. And that's going to be the factor right there to actually win that series. If Pascal Siakam can get cooking like he was in the finals last year, tell y'all right now, it's over for the Boston Celtics. You know, Boston Celtics have a great team now. I'm not disrespecting them. You know, they got Jason Tatum. He's balling. He's probably been the best player in the whole bubble series. He's been balling, like, for real, like, unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Kemba Walker, which not too many people can hold and guard him. He's just unstoppable. And he's got great passing ability. So he's dangerous. So, you know, the Raptors are definitely in for a fight. Problem is that with Gordon Hayward out, they're just not going to be able to cut it. I don't see them beating the Raptors because, again, the Raptors have too much firepower on offense, have great defense, especially down low. And I just don't see them beating the Boston. I don't see the Boston Celtics, I should say, beating the Raptors. And then we're going to go and talk about what I really feel like is going on right now. Let's talk about, well, we talked about the Heat. We talked about them. But very briefly, let me touch on this before we go, people. The Miami Heat are a dangerous team. In case you guys didn't notice, Jimmy Butler is on a mission this year. This guy's playing lights out basketball. You got Tyler Hero. He's unstoppable from three. I mean, these guys were counted out, but they're a dangerous team. Now, when we see the Miami Heat, because the Miami Heat will be in the conference, Eastern Conference Finals, against the Raptors, that's going to be a great series. I'm going to tell y'all right now, that's going to be some exciting basketball. So, you know, even though I'm picking the Raptors to win, that's going to be a dogfight right there. I'm going to tell y'all right now, that's definitely going to be a 6 or 7 game series. I might even go as far as say 7, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, these guys are balling. So, guys, take it from me. I know my basketball. Been watching basketball for over 30 years now. And let me tell y'all something. We're in for a treat with these NBA playoffs. So, I appreciate y'all listening to me. I'm going to have another segment for you guys later on. I would say next Sunday. So y'all stay tuned with me, Ryan Elder. And just, you know, share this with your friends and give me some feedback. What you guys think about this video I'm speaking on here on my podcast here. We're talking about the NBA playoffs 2020. Who's going to win it? I'd like to hear what you guys are thinking about the series and who you guys are picking to win it all. Please, please give me some feedback. Let me know how you feel. All right. Y'all have a great day. Y'all stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Be blessed. All right. Until later. Until next time. This is Ryan Elder.